Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Vav Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah. Yes, as Hashem, we're going to start and finish Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Hey, and maybe do even the beginning of Tov Kuf Lamed Vav. So let us begin. Tov Kuf Lamed Hey deals with Shalom Lefanos Michotzer Lechotzer B'chol Amoid. You're not allowed to move. You're not allowed to move items of yours or move your entire possessions from one house to another house. And these are the rules of that. So the Mechaber starts in Sif Aleph. Ein mefanin mechotzer l'chotzer. You're not allowed to move your things from one chotzer to another chotzer. Afilu mikeura l'noa. Even from a ugly apartment, from a bad apartment, to a very nice apartment, to a very nice house. You're not allowed to do this. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Katan Aleph. Mishum tircha. The whole problem here with moving is because it's excessive work, which the rabbis forbade on Chol HaMoed. We see this in Dir Shifut number 1. It has a nice arichas, a discussion on this. He says, "Ubatama dovishasu dvar mishayis b'ma tircha b'moed." Why do the rabbis forbid you to do excessive work on Chol HaMoed? So he brings down for the Levush, because Sha'arei Kidei Sheyechol Gog B'yismach. Hashem wants us to go and enjoy the Yontif and not work on it. V'lo Yizal Z'moed, and not desecrate the Moed by doing all sorts of activities. Hey, I don't have work. I might as well do all the other things. And therefore, Kosav the Mishnah Berurah later on in Siv Katan Zayin, which we'll see later in today's shir, you can take your items from somebody else's house and bring them to your courtyard, because that's a simcha for a person to be able to stay in his own courtyard with his own things. He brings down a Yerushalmi as well. Shekosav klum asu melacha. The only reason why Hashem forbade us to do melacha was that we should enjoy the yantiv. Sheochlem yishosu v'yegeim b'torah. That we should sit and drink and be working at Torah. In other words, it should be l'shem shemayim and not just for other reasons. Then he says, what about bringing something to go carry something outside, just to carry outside when it's not necessary for the yontif, for the cholamoid? So he brings that name of the Chazon Ish, who's very machmer on this, the lochein. He would empty his pockets when he would go outside on cholamoid. He wouldn't even carry things in his pocket. He considered that to be unnecessary melacha. And he explained, Chazal hechmiru b'melachos chashuvos. Chazal said, you're not allowed to do any of the melachos. And they were makel on some of the melachos that aren't as chashuv, but we don't know which is which. And therefore, he felt that carrying was a melacha chashuva. And he felt it was forbidden, unless you had a reason to do so for Chol HaMoed, to carry a Chol HaMoed. It's brought down the Sefer as well, Elet Betomar, where he brings down the name of Chaim Kanievsky, that's the Chazon Ish's nephew, the Stipler's son. The Stipler married the sister of the Chazon Ish. Shomnim Chazon Ish Besifro brings down that technically he was Mekel in his Sefer on Hilchos Chol HaMoed. However, Avol HaMaisa Hichmer B'Zeh, he himself personally was very Machmer. On the other hand, Rav Ozan Zatzal brings down that while there are those that say that this was the Chazon Ish's psak halach lemaisa for everybody, and he brings it down from the Sefer Hamude Or, nevertheless, he brings down from the Meiri that you are permitted to go and carry on Chol HaMoed. And he adds, Shemistimas Diri Aposkim, the fast that the Mechaber, the Ramah, they don't discuss this, it must be that it's not Osir. However, he concludes and he says, Midivri Abir Alocha in Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Vav, which Mitz Hashem will get to in tomorrow's shir, Mashma Sheposhet Lo Sheish Isser Hotzor B'Chol HaMoed. That the Bir Alocha, the Chofetz Chaim, does hold in fact that there is an Isser of carrying a Chol HaMoed. Nevertheless, from the Yeshua's Yaakov, it's understood Shein Isser Hotzor B'Chol HaMoed Af Shelo L'Tzorech Klal. If it has no purpose whatsoever, but if it has some purpose, then it's allowed. Furthermore, Shari Lefanos Mimoko Mimoko Masru, while you're not allowed to go move stuff, just stomp from one place to another, it's because of a tircha. And that you're not allowed to do even from one city to another city. But they didn't say that the actual Issa is a hotzah of carrying. And therefore, he wants to pass that it's mutter, even if it's not Letzorach and Chol HaMoed to go and carry something. He wouldn't empty his pockets, let's say. He didn't mind if he was carrying something. Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Sha'af Midivri HaMe'iri, Mavur She'ein Isser Tzob Mo'ed. For the Me'iri, he also agrees that there's no Isser of carrying. Nevertheless, he says, HaMachmer Latzmo, Shalol Lotzi B'Moed, Shalol Letzorach Klal, B'Wokam She'ish Isser Otzob, B'Shabbos, if you to not carry on a place that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, you shouldn't carry even there on Chol HaMoed, Tavu Olav Bracha. So this is a very strange idea for us, but there are these machmir positions that the Chazon Ish held and that Rav Yashiv held, that one shouldn't carry on Chol HaMoed in a place we're not allowed to carry on Shabbos unless there is some benefit or reason to do so because of Chol HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Beis writes down, you're not allowed to carry from a chatzah to another chatzah, derech Rishus HaRabim, going through the Rishus HaRabim, because the Hum Mefursim, this way you're publicizing it, and that's not allowed. Therefore, if Yesh Pesach Bein Shnei HaChatzeros, if there's some opening between two chatzeros, then Mutal Lefanos Mizulazu, then you could carry from one to the other, because it's not public, and even through a couple of courtyards it would be allowed, because it's not really public. Chava continues, now the word that we have is velo lufanos, but in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Gimel, he says the proper gear should be a new statement, not there, but lo lufanos. And he brings down the name of the Vilna Gaon, and the Kain who bitfus harishon shehitvis ha-mechaber b'chayev. And if you look at the original manuscripts from the Mechaber himself, of Yosef Karas, that's Sal. So you see that the right lashon should be over here, lo lufanos dira. So a person shouldn't go and clear out his apartment to go to another place. The Lufanos Caleb, nor take out his utensils from his apartment or his house, unless it is for needed for Yontif. Mishabur brings down a Sivkot and Dalid, Mashma de Litzora Chamor, that implies that if it is for need of Yontif, then even even in public it would be allowed, as long as it's something that is Shehu Yodua, the Nikor Shehu Litzora Chamor, as long as it's clear that it's done for Chalamoid purposes. And he brings down the name of the Elyar Rabbah and the Prima Godim. And therefore, Dershu footnote number two brings down, if somebody needs a larger sukkah on Chalamoid, let's say make a simcha for some other reason, maybe a sukkah fell down, needs a larger sukkah, so misvarazu, it would be permissible, libno sukkah b'chalamoid, letzorech sudas mitzvah. For a sudas mitzvah, sometimes you need a bris, you need something like that, so therefore, you need a large place to go and gather. Be'ezus Hashem, we should all be able to go and gather again real soon. In these times of COVID, we don't gather, but Mitzvah Hashem, that would be permissible on Chol HaMoed for Tzoruch Mitzvah. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov, Chol Shekin Sh'osu La'siya Mamono Mi'elir. He brings out for the Mordechai that you're certainly not Almu. Your Mamono literally means your money, but it means here your property. You can't go take stuff from one city to another city. And then the Mechaber continues, and he says, but you would be allowed to move stuff from one house to another house within the same chotzer. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay explains, because this really doesn't involve a lot of work. And in addition, it's in privacy, it's not in public. And this would be allowed even if you're taking it from your friend's house and bringing it into your house. Dershu footnote number three brings down, if you want to go take inventory and go straighten out all your stuff in your store, so Rav Azan Zatzal and Shevet Levi says that you can't do. That's a tircha yaseira and it would be forbidden. And he brings various proofs to this, Ayin Shom, the rest of Dershu footnote number three, because this is all a tircha yaseira, it's excessive work. Back to the Mechaber, he says, if the houses aren't open to a courtyard, but they're open to a mavi, which is more public, then he says there are opinions that say, yesh omrim, should be bias labayis, a samachal mutter. There are more makel opinions that say that even though it's not into a chatzur, it's into a mavi, which is more public, as long as the houses are right adjacent next to each other, you'd still be allowed to do this. The Mishnah explains this if caught involved, the bechlal tzinu, because this is still considered not public. This is still considered somewhat private. Avamikan ve'elich osr. But if it's further than that, it wouldn't be allowed because the heavy behesed, that looks too public and that wouldn't be allowed. Furthermore, he brings down, the Bach says, no, you have to be even machmir in the house right next to you if it's in a mavui. And this is also the opinion of the Vilna Gaon. He's also machmir, unless in lo shu mavui shenim foolish, unless it's a blind alley, so it doesn't go through and through. It's surrounded on three sides by walls, and it's only open on one side. So then, in that situation, you could be makel. But otherwise, you shouldn't move from one house to another house if it's a mavi mafulish, it goes through and through, or if it's not in the adjacent house right next to it. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagov, yimisori machmas geneva bechotze shedarshom. If your stuff, you're concerned, is going to be stolen in the yard that it's in, then it's a davar of it. It's something that you'll lose. And therefore, you'd be allowed to move it not only from one chotzer to another chotzer that is better watched, tamishtamer, afilu meir leir, bedavar of it shari. Then you'd even be allowed to bring it from one city to another city. It's not safe in that city. That city is being attacked. That city has a lot of ganavim. And if your stuff isn't safe, then it's called a davar of it, something that you're going to suffer financial loss. And he brings down from the Agosh Asri and the Mordechai that then it would be permissible. Now we go to Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, Yesh matirum lefanos mechotzer shel acher lechotzer shelo. There are those that permit you to go and bring from somebody else's chotzer into your chotzer, ba'afilu minor lechura, even if you're bringing it from a very nice place into a place that's not so nice. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot and Zayin, the simchal yodim sheador b'shelo, because You want to live in your own place. A person who's living in a really big, nice, fancy house, but with somebody else, so he doesn't want to live with somebody else. He wants to live in his own little small hovel. So even though you're going from a very nice place to a much smaller place, there's a certain pride, there's a certain ownership, there's a certain simcha that you get from living in your own place, and therefore you'd be allowed to do this. However, if it's just moving some utensils from there to his house, that you really shouldn't do unless the absolutes are chamoid and you really need it. However, the Mishnah says, "V'dafu b'ofen zeh," only in this fashion is it allowed or not allowed. Abu Mnei Shor Hanoah, but if you're getting some other benefit from it, for example, Kigon Shoydoy Tzel Chavero B'Chadir Echad, you are living with your friend in a one-room apartment. V'yachakach Sochalo Bayis Miuchad, and now you have your own place to go to. Afu Bishenoch Lo Yosu, even though it's much better for you, and your own house, Oselfanas, you still can't move the stuff there because Doha Afilo Michuru L'Noa Oser, because there's no real purpose in moving in this situation. Going from even a not so nice place to a very nice place. However, miu in dira rishon hoyo ben akum odomelazeh. If you're living amongst the goyim or in some other situation that it's really detrimental to you, yesh lahatil if yirus eni amar. Then the rav who yesing the shalitu has to look at all the circumstances, and if he feels it's appropriate, then he can paskin lokula that you'd be allowed to move. Bottom line from this sif is that it's not so simple. You just can't move and say it's always better when I move my stuff here. You have to look at each case individually. In some situations where you don't have anything beforehand and you want to have your own place, then you're allowed to. In other situations, no, you can't do it because it really is not something that is essential, and it's a tircha yisera, and each case needs to be looked at individually. And here we can see another interesting things in Dir Shufutzos number 4, 5, and 6. So Dir Shufut number 4 brings down Havaras Diris Vanenu. Nowadays, moving is much more of a tircha than it was in those days. They didn't have all the accoutrements and all the things that we have in our apartments. When we're moving, it's a big deal. In those days, they picked up a couple of boxes, and that was it. So the Ber Moshe Zatzal brings down, Shenogu Shalola Havir Diro B'chol Amoy. He says you shouldn't move on Chol Amoyd because it's a Dover Sheishlo Kol. Everybody knows you're moving. It's a big deal. There's moving trucks, etc. And the Yeshba says, Zilzul Godul B'moyd. And it's a great desecration of Chol Amoyd. You shouldn't do this. However, he says, if there is a huge financial loss, for example, you're paying two rents, you have to start paying your rent now, and you're still paying the other rent. Whereas if you left, you wouldn't have to pay the other rent. So he says, in that situation, maybe there's a heter, lahaviro, b'moe, to move on chalamoid, kidei shiuchel lahafsik l'shalim schirus al adira kodema, so you don't have to pay two rents. However, he says, if it's really not that expensive and you can afford it, he says, that's really the right thing to do, to pay the two rents and not to move actually on chalamoid if you can help it. Dishu foot number 5 brings down, Ulitzorach Hamoid Yesh Lahatir Af Lir Acheres. If there is a need, so then you can even move to another town on Chol Hamoid. And he brings down in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Ches, where the Shulchan Aruch writes, Dishu also Laholich Kelev Mir Leir Im Lo Bedavar Ovid. If it's some financial loss, then you'd be allowed to. And the Mishmur says, Halo Dinzek Fire His Bar in Simon Tov Kuf Lamed Hey. Hey, that's our Simon. So what's the Chiddush over there in Tov Kuf Lamed Ches? So he says, the Teretz is, the Mechaber is telling us the Chiddush that letzorich davar avid mutter. If there is a financial loss involved, then even moving to another city would be allowed. And if it was really aser, so then you wouldn't be allowed to do this. And therefore, he could have just said simply that it's aser to do it. From the fact that he didn't say it's aser to do it, mimash lo tiritz kach. It appears, if it's for an essential purpose for the yontif, you need it there for whatever the reason to enjoy the yontif, then in fact it is allowed. And finally, Dir Shufut number 6 brings down, so a person, he spends all his time learning, and now Chol Hamoed is off. So he says, listen, let me move on Chol Hamoed when I'm not learning. I'm not going to miss my Seder. And this way, I'm using the time of Chol Hamoed in a proper way. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal was asked this, and he responded as follows, like only Rav Moshe Zatzal could say. He says, you got to look at the person. If he's the type of guy that really never wastes a second of time, so then you're right, Taki, he should go and move on Chol Hamoed. But if he's like most people, that he's not really so careful with every single second, so then it's not something that a person should do. And he says, Dover Sheino Motzi Bizmanenu, it's very unusual today to have such a person that doesn't even waste a second of time. Maybe this then would apply only to Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, who, if he had a chance to move on Chol Hamoed, would be allowable because he spent literally every second of his life learning. With this, we conclude Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Hey, and let's start Simen Tov Kuf Lamed Vav, which deals with Tzarchei Behema. What needs of your animal are you allowed to take care of on Chol Hamoed? So he tells us, Sif Aleph, Misha Tzarech Lirkov B'moed, somebody has to go ride his horse on Chol Hamoed. Letail, to go take a trip or for the purposes of the might. Lo nisal alechas beraglav, and he's unable to walk with his feet. So then, yochol litol tziporni asus, he'd be allowed to go and cut the hooves of the sus, to go and cut the nails on the sus, ulesakin beraglav. Now here it says the word beraglav, his feet, but we'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, it means the barzilov, the horse shoes that he's wearing. We'll see this inside in a moment. And he's allowed to likewise va'ukav, the saddle, varesin, and the reins, the cholzachiruchiva, whatever you needed to do to take care of allowing you to travel on the horse, you'd be allowed to do, as long as you're doing it for a purpose of teal, for just the pleasure of it, or for a purpose of cholamoid, or vavach lo yichavi malachtu b'moid. But you shouldn't leave this for cholamoid. I'll take care of all of this on cholamoid. If you can take it right beforehand, you should do it beforehand. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Na'al tells us, letayel means, v'odin liros p'nei chaveru. It means even to see a friend, which we said previously is a little bit of a mitzvah. But because you may be able to make a profit that's not a dover aved and it's not letzara chamoed, so then mutulirkov avaloyik takin tzarke rechiva. So why you wouldn't be allowed to do this to go travel to make money, but you wouldn't be allowed to go and arrange any of the things that you needed for the horse to be taken care of. It brings down the name of the Prima Gadol and others as well. Now we go to Sifkat Beis, where the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mechaber who said that you're allowed to do this letzara chamoed. And it's something that you can't walk on your own. However, avol shalom l'tzarech hamoed, if it's something that's not for the tzarech hamoed, or shalom l'lechas raglav, or it's easy a trip, you would be able to walk on your own without going on the horse. So then you are allowed to ride on the horse, as we just said a minute ago. Eino mutter racha rechiva, but only the rechiva is allowed, but not all the other preparations and the fixings. Avol l'sakein tzarech rechiva, but you wouldn't be allowed to go fix the horse and do whatever you need to do. In a moment, we'll talk about what about a car. Nowadays, nobody travels by horse, but we travel by car. The issue number one says, what about fixing bicycles on Chol HaMoed? So Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, even if it doesn't require a professional, an artisan to go fix it, you're not allowed to go fix a bicycle. Why? Because the whole purpose of a bicycle is normally just for pleasure. And people don't travel via bicycle to get to some place. So it's just for the pleasure that you can't do. I would dare say that there are many people that do travel, especially in cities nowadays where they have all these bicycles to get people to go from one place to another place, so maybe Lamaisa, that this din would be different if a person's taking a bicycle really to go from one place to another. They have all these rent the bikes that you can go take from one part of the city to go to the other city because their transportation is too difficult, so maybe this would be permissible. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, Tzarech lomar ulesakin barzilov. As I pointed out, it doesn't mean the feet you're fixing the horseshoes. V'chein hu b'dfus harishon. And likewise, the same thing was found in the original manuscripts of the Mechaber that this is the correct girsa. Then he says, "V'davko b'medino shavonim mitzuyim sham." This is only in places where they have stone roads. V'enam behemes shechol lelech below barzilim, and the animals would be very painful for them to walk on the cobblestones without having horseshoes on. Avu makom she'ofa techuach. But if they're walking on soft dirt, v'enam avonim mitzuyim sham, and there are no rocks over there, v'en regilim sham lasos barzilim, and the horses normally don't have horseshoes. So then also, then of course you can't put horseshoes on them. And he brings down the name of the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rosh. Then we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, "Aga." You're allowed to go travel from one city to another city, even for no reason whatsoever. And this is the minhag. But he brings up for the Beis Yosef, while the riding is not a problem, he says you're not allowed to do any of the fixing of the horse, of the saddle, the horseshoes, etc., unless it is for a purpose of Cholamoid or because you want to take a spatzir, because you want to go take a nice trip and enjoy it. That is allowed on Cholamoid. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Dalet brings down the Bruchiva Lek Shum Melacha, because riding the horse is absolutely permissible. Technically, on Shabbos, you could ride a horse, we only say you may come to go break off a branch. That's why we don't allow it on Shabbos. He brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. V'mutu Laisa Ba'agol B'chinam. What about a wagon? So he says, Ayin in the Bir Halacha. So we're going to go look in Dir Shifut number 2 and Dir Shifut number 3 as far as we can, because they talk about fixing a car on Cholamoid and driving on Cholamoid. So in regards to fixing a car on Cholamoid, Dir Shifut number 2 brings down from the Shilas Chuvas Orlet Sion. If you need it because you're going to a place where you can't get there by foot, so then even if it's a Maisi Uman, he says you're allowed to do this. You can fix the car. And this is also the opinion of Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal. And the reason is, it's just like you're allowed to go take care of your own needs, for example, like jewelry needs, etc. So too, you can use a professional to go fix your car. If you have a roof that's leaking, you can have a professional roofer come in, and he brings down the name of the Ritva, that you're allowed to be masaking all these things because it's not proper to go live in a smelly house, and therefore you can go fix your car as well. On the other hand, Rav Yashas Zatzal disagrees. This is only a Maisi Hedjot, not a professional mechanic, but if something you can fix on your own, you'd be allowed to. unless it happens to be a Dov HaAved, that it would break and it won't be able to be fixed afterwards, so then you'd be allowed to fix it with a professional. Likewise, you can fix a flat tire, but you can't go and fix the spare because you don't need that right now. The issue foot number three has a whole interesting discussion about driving Chol HaMoed. Two great poskim from the previous generation, Rosh HaFeinstein Zatzal and Rosh HaZalman Zatzal, both permitted a person to go and take a drive on Chol HaMoed, not a problem. Others were a little bit stricter. Look in Deer Shoe footnote number three. With that, we conclude today's shiur.